Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. Usually, I start off this show by saying, and joining me, as usual, is, you know. But this week, that's not a thing this week. If you listen to the last episode, you heard Stephanie has decided to take a break and step away from the podcast. I'm very thankful for everything that she has done for this show. Together, Steph and I recorded, we did 23 episodes, me and her. She did one episode, the dreaded episode 10, by herself. And I did episode, I think it was 23, with AJ while she was on vacation. I want to start off by saying thanks, Chipmunk. I know sometimes I wasn't a very good partner for this show, but I am very grateful for everything you've done. Like we said at the end of the episode, it's not goodbye, it's just see you later. And there's always going to be a seat at the table for you, Chipmunk. Always. That being said, I completely understand why she needed to step away, and I'm proud of her. I'm very proud of Stephanie. She showed me what I needed to do to get this started, because when we started the Transpose podcast, I had no damn clue. I had no idea how you got it on the internet. I had no idea how the hell you recorded this shit. I had no idea how you put the show together. Not a clue. I figured anybody who had a podcast, well, they had some sort of teacher, or they took a class, or you know, whatever crap. But I learned really quick that that's not the case, and a lot of podcasts are just people like me making it up as we go. I had told Chipmunk, I told Steph when I first started doing this, I just need you to show me what I need to do, and I can go from there, and I can make more and more decisions. And I did. And I'm thankful for what she has shown me. And I'm very honored to have sat across from her and done those 25 episodes or so. 23. Let's, you know, I'm going to count the other two, because without her, they wouldn't have happened. And yeah, we butted heads a little bit. We didn't always see eye to eye. Yeah, I kind of picked on her. Yeah, she kind of picked on me. We argued. We cut each other off. But at the end of the day, she is my sister. And I'm very thankful for everything. So this episode is about new beginnings. And this episode, now I can't guarantee this for future episodes, this episode is going to be a little different. This episode is not our usual, here's our intro, let me introduce my co-host, let me tell you what we're going to do today, then get into the topics, then let me tell you about our top five, we have a top five, and then we close the show with our social media. that entire format for this episode is now out the window for obvious reasons. There won't be a top five this week. Why? I don't want to do one by myself. That's just weird. I know I could still show everybody my personality by, here's my top five snacks, potato chips. I don't know. But it's more interesting to do the top five when you have somebody else on the other mic. Someone on the other side being that sidekick and telling you their top five, because it gives you an interesting perspective. And that's something I'm not going to have this episode. This episode, we're going to push our social media links here at the beginning, not at the end. If you like this show, please interact with us. You can interact with us both Facebook and Twitter at TransposePod. You can email the show, TransposePod@gmail.com. You can interact with me on Twitter at Robin Allura. I also need to take a second here. Well, it's going to be more than a second. I got to stop taking things so literal. And thank somebody else. I need to thank AJ. AJ has stepped up and recently taken over the TransposePod Twitter account. And so if you interact with TransposePod, odds are you're interacting with AJ. I want to thank you, AJ, for doing that. Doing this show is a lot of work. And something I have learned is I can't do it by myself. It takes a lot of people. And it takes a lot of support. And I'm very thankful that I've got that support. I also want to talk a little about a couple other things we have for the show. I promote it as much as I can. Y'all know I have issues doing it for some reason. I don't really know why. With promoting our Patreon page. Patreon.com/TransposePod. Normally at the beginning of a show, during the intros and the witty banter, we would thank our Patreon supporters. You know, the one anyone who's new. A new Patreon supporter shows up, we would personally thank them on the show. That has not really happened the past few weeks. And unfortunately, again, this week, it's not going to happen either because we don't have any new Patreons. So I would like to encourage you, if you're listening, and if you have the means, and you actually feel like giving back, show us some love. Show us some love on Patreon and help us make this show better. To those of you who already support us on Patreon, thank you. I can't tell you how important it is because financially, those pledges are keeping this show going. And I mean that literally. I mean, without those pledges, without that support, we probably wouldn't even have our hosting fees. Which, by the way, up until not that long ago, Steph was paying for. So, again, Chipmunk, thank you. And I want to thank you all for supporting us on there. Again, once again, one more time, if you're not supporting us and you would like to and you can afford to, please consider it. Patreon.com/transposepod. Recently, we also started a store for merchandise with a company called Redbubble. I don't have the exact web address for that here in front of me, but if you go to redbubble.com and search for Transpose Pod, you will find us. We've created some small amount of merchandise there. There's a couple different types of clothing, shirts, hoodies, things like that. A couple types of mugs, travel mugs, water bottles. I think there's a sticker. I don't remember. Honestly, I've half-assed slept since then, so I don't remember everything I did. But if you feel like supporting us that way, then awesome. We are going to look into other options. I'm not going to lie, the pricing seems really weird. So you may think and go, oh, well, this is kind of pricey for a t-shirt. Well, it's also because I'm dumb as a post and haven't figured that shit out yet. So if you use Redbubble and you listen to this show, please DM me on Twitter and let me know how the hell to do this shit, because I have no clue. Steph had no clue. AJ's got no clue. And yeah, awesome. So the reason I want to bring up those different avenues right now is that's our revenue stream. We don't have advertisers. We don't have sponsors. We don't have anything else. And the reason we are using those is to make this show bigger and better. We have a lot of things, and I say we, I mean I, let's face it, I have a lot of things I want to do with this show. And I'm doing a lot of those things. But there's still so many things I want to do that's quite out of my reach, simply for financial reasons. We want to get bigger. We want to get better. We want to have more guests. We want to have better equipment, better audio for you. We want to have more opportunities for everyone to interact with us. We want to show the community more love. And I don't just mean by talking about how great our community is. I mean, there's some people in need, in some dire need. And if you help us and help us get this show really out there and we can really build a grand thing out of this, well, to be honest, we're going to try our best to help as many people as possible. So all those avenues, again, if you can afford to, and quite honestly, you feel that you can, please think about supporting us. If you get us, if you get any of our merchandise off Redbubble, for sure, let me know that you've ordered it. Let me know that you've got it, and let me know what the quality of it is. What do you think? Send us pics. Send us photos of, you know, you chilling at home in your Transpose Pod tank top, or out on the trail while doing your exercise, drinking from your Transpose water bottle, or just sitting at your desk, getting ready to start your workday while drinking out of your transposed coffee mug. Almost slipped into PBS voice there for a minute. Yes, I'm still going to have fun doing this show. So please, you know, feel, if you can help us, please, please consider it. There's another thing about the future of this show I need to talk about because it's kind of important. This show is usually about 90 minutes. I don't think this episode's going to run that long. And I know the episode Steph didn't run that long either. And the reason this episode's not going to run 90 minutes is very, 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 very simple. I don't think y'all want to listen to me yammering by myself for 90 minutes. Maybe you do. Maybe the sound of my voice is soothing. Personally, it sounds like nails on a chalkboard to me. But things like that top five, things that people tell me they love or tell me they hate, Eric, it's kind of hard to do when it's just you. It really is. So, I am very excited and pleased to announce that we are going to hold auditions for a new sidekick. Or you can call it co-host. I mean, co-host sounds better, but let's all be honest. I'm top banana here. God, can y'all imagine if I was actually that narcissistic? I mean, yeah, everybody, let's pretend I'm not that narcissistic. But yes, we're going to hold auditions for a new co-host. And so if you're interested, what we're doing is asking if you're interested to reach out to us. You can reach out to the Transpose Pod's social media, Facebook or Twitter. You can send us an email. You can send us a DM, like, to my account, Robin Allura. And we're going to do this kind of in an interesting way. It's going to be a multi-part thing. But I'm going to tell everybody, if you are interested and you're listening to this show, this is what I'm going to ask of you. Do a recording of yourself. It can be an audio recording. It can be a video recording. It's whatever you're comfortable with. Okay? Take those files and send them to me. Preferably through the transposepod@gmail.com. And tell me, and you know, I'm sure AJ and even though she's not a big part of the show anymore, Steph will probably hear some of these as well. Tell us your story. Tell us your story and tell us why you think you're a good fit for the Transpose Podcast. And we're going to go through those. And then we'll go from there. But we got to get the submissions. Without submissions, we can't get to the second step, which I'm not going to tell y'all what the second step is here in this episode. In the meantime, while the search continues for Robin's next sidekick, we will do our best to carry on. I myself will do some shows by myself. Again, they probably won't be 90 minutes. I'll also have some guest hosts. I've reached out to a few already, and they're going to be guest hosting. They are all just as excited as can be. Some of them less so than others. Some of them more so than others. And I'm going to try and get some more spotlights on our community. More interviews. More talks with trans individuals who are making a difference in the world. Because our stories are all unique. But all of our stories are important. And so if you're listening right now and you don't think your story is important, I'm calling bullshit. Because it is. All of our stories are important. That's what makes the human experience what it is. So, don't think your story is not important. If you want to fit in here and see if you might be my next co-host, send us your audition tapes, as we're calling them. Yes, I'm very well aware they're not tapes anymore. I just kind of like how that sounds. It sounds important. And so if somebody asks you, well, why are you doing, what are you doing? You can go, well, I'm doing an audition tape. And it sounds like something important. So please send me your submissions. And and I'm looking forward to listening to all of them. And who knows who the next host of the co-host of the Transpose podcast, my next sidekick could be you. Yes, you, the one that's listening right now. It could be you. Let's move on now. And I don't have Steph here or anybody here, so it's hard to do my natural segues. I did not. I'm going to be honest with y'all, folks. I had no idea how hard this was going to be to do this by myself. I want to talk about something kind of important today here in this part of the show. That is, and it's a four-letter word, hope. And I wanted to give a message to everybody listening. No, doesn't matter if you're trans, if you're LGBTQ+, if you're an ally, or you're just someone who's listening because you're bored. You needed something new to listen to. You wanted to see if this was worth your time. I want to talk about hope because it's something that we all have. And right now, it's something that we're all kind of not feeling. And we're not feeling because of a lot of reasons. And I see this on social media. I see it in daily interactions with people, not through social media. I've seen it in person. I've heard it in phone calls. I see it in text messages. But we all have the same destination on our road. Everybody's road is different. Some are more twisty, some are a little more upside down. Some of them have a lot of mountains. Some of them go on forever. But we're all going to the exact same place. That place is happiness. I know, that sounds like philosophical bullshit. Get ready. There's going to be a lot of that in this segment. I have seen recently so many people ready to give up completely. Some it's a little more drastic than others. Some are ready to end it themselves. Some are ready to just lay in a hole and wait for the inevitable. I'm going to be bluntly honest here, everybody. I'm no different than you. I don't usually talk about these things, whether it be on the show or social media. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I don't. And that's partially because of my vanity. I don't like to show the times that I'm weak. Even I fall down. And even worse, even I break. Every morning I get up, I hop on social media, and I put forth a tweet, a post, whatever. And I tell everybody good morning. I wish everybody a wonderful day. And then I tell everybody to go out, be the badass self that I know they are. You're all, if you're listening to the show, you're a badass. Just, that is my opinion of you. I don't care what you've seen. I don't care how you feel about that term. You are. And the reason you are is because you chose to get up. You chose to move forward. You chose to keep going. And every morning I tell people, I post and try to remind everyone, go forward, be a badass, do badass things. Which, what is a badass thing? Whatever it is you're doing. You are a badass, you are doing a thing, henceforth, that thing is now a badass thing. That could just be work. That could just be Tuesday. And I also tell everybody to hashtag stay positive. Now, if that's not philosophical bullshit, I don't know what is. Before I got control of the driver's seat here, I've talked a lot about Rob, and there was a lot of miserable times for him. And for me, it's hard to let some of those habits go and sometimes not feel miserable. I fall down, I break. Not that long ago, in fact, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I broke. And I mean broke. I was overwhelmed. I focused on every negative thing in my world. My professional career not going according to plan. Things in my transition not going according to plan. Things in my home not going according to plan. And things in my family life that are, you guessed it, not going according to plan. And something that happened was I felt a lot of things. I felt like a burden. Why? Well, let's face it. I'm home all day. All I do is kind of clean a very disorganized house. I record a podcast. But I don't collect a paycheck for any of those things. And as you all know, the power company, the mortgage company, the phone company, and the bank that has the auto loan, well, they don't exactly take hard work or hopes and dreams as currency. So I have to lean on somebody to do those things and help me get those goals and those financial things met. And I felt like I was being a burden on resources. I have a goal I want to get to. I want to get to my forever home. And the forever home seems so far away when you don't have the means to help make it a reality. So I felt like a burden to AJ. Not gonna lie. Felt like a burden to AJ. I felt like I had let some people down. And I felt like I let them down in numerous ways. I felt like I let Chipmunk down because I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. There are times I am a very bad sister and a very bad friend. And even worse times when I was a very bad co-host? Business partner? I don't know what you want to call it. And so I looked at where Steph is, where Chipmunk has been, and where she needs to go. And I felt like I let her down, and I could have done more for her. I am still very proud of everything she has accomplished and is on the edge of accomplishing. I felt like I let some other family members down. Because physically and emotionally I was hurting. And I mean, I have been going through these meltdowns a lot lately. And my first instinct now, something we really haven't talked a whole hell of a lot about on this show or even on social media, is to grab a bottle and go hang out with my old friend, that very harsh Russian bitch called Vodka. Now, it's okay if you do things in moderation. So I'm not saying if you do drink, this is bad, because even now, I still will have a drink or two. But there have been times I would have a lot. And there's a few people who are listening to this episode that they know this. And they've tried to help me make that not the first option or first solution. But it wasn't working. And mind you, by the time I had this super meltdown, I also had already been on drink number 3. So I felt like I had let them down too. I felt like I wasn't doing enough with this show. I felt like I was giving everybody a lot of philosophical bullshit and not really contributing as much to the community as I could. So I felt like I let everybody else down. I broke thinking about steps in my transition I need to take, but I can't because of, usually it's financials. And so that was not a good thing either. Now I'm feeling I've let myself down. And then I had a very, very heartbreaking thought. Recently on social media, especially on Twitter, I posted about my focus and where my focus has been and why I keep pushing through to do things such as get my house done, cleaned up, why I'm doing what I'm doing. Well, it's because there's a very special individual. And I've talked about this individual on the audio blog, Robin's Thoughts, that's available through our Patreon at patreon.com/transpostpod. Yes, still got it. And what this person means to me. Just the other day, I introduced my fan base, my followers, my Twitter friends, family, however we want to classify it, to this person. And this person's name is Beckett. And I'm going to tell you right now, this part is probably going to be a little hard for me to get through. And I am quite honestly staring at a picture of him right now. Beckett's 4. Beckett is my nephew. Beckett is my heart. That boy means so much to me. And where I finally hit bottom and really, I mean thoroughly broke, was I thought to myself, if I've let all these other people down, if I have failed all these other people, what happens when I fail him? How long until I fail him? And the handful of people I told that to, well, most of them had the same consensus and they just wanted to grab me and slap the shit out of me for thinking that. I was out of hope. I had none left to give. Now, I did not contemplate the S word. I did not contemplate actually ending things myself. But at brutal honesty, I did think about just laying in my bed and just waiting. Waiting it out. Waiting until my heart stopped. And there were a lot of people, and you know who you are, that helped put me back together. And they helped me gain my hope back. AJ and I came up with several plans. And we're working on those plans to make those things, those roadblocks happen. And by creating these plans, which don't always go perfectly, we created new paths on my road to happiness. I see every day so many people hurting. I see people giving up. But here's the thing. You've hit a roadblock. You haven't hit the end yet. But we all, including myself, we all grab on to negativity because it's usually an easy way to do that. Negativity has more handholds than a rock wall. Negativity is stickier than tar. And that's the thing with negativity. Once you've grabbed it, it sticks to you and doesn't want to let go. And maybe everything isn't going according to your plan. When we hit these roadblocks in our roads and plans, it's easy to get tunnel vision on what we don't have. Again, negativity is easy. But if we take a moment and we look left, and then we look right, we may discover there's a path coming right off the main road that gets us around that roadblock. I've seen so many people talking about how alone they are, or what they're missing in their life, or how they're never going to get certain goals met. I've seen a lot of people in toxic environments and relationships, and it looks bleak, like there's no way out. But that's not true. It's not true. There is ways out. It's easy to get stuck in negativity and be angry. We see it all the time. You see it all over social media. People who are so just bitter and angry that anytime somebody succeeds, they can't stand it. And they look for a reason to tear you down. It is easier to tear somebody down than to climb up to their level. But you can all do it. There's no reason to stop. There's no reason to give up. Yeah, it looks bleak. And get ready, here's some of that philosophical bullshit. We have to learn to see the sun through the dark clouds. When you're in a situation where, let's just say you have lost everything. And folks, I want you to know, I've been there. I've lost it all. Family, home, vehicles, everything, finances. Everything I've owned. And if you know my whole story, then you also know there was a point I lost my freedom. And I lost everything. But I'm still standing. And those clouds were everywhere. Things can't possibly get better. I could not see that. But when I started finding the little rays of sunshine peering through those clouds, it made me realize maybe I was wrong. Maybe I can do this. I'm not going to lie. I don't do it alone. Anybody who says they can do this by themselves, bull effing shit. You can't. And I don't usually tell people that what they can and can't do. Not having anybody and doing it all by yourself does not make you happy. It makes you cold. It makes you callous. How do I know this? Let's see. Oh, I don't know. Rob? Things seem very bleak right now. I'm not calling out anybody's particular situation, even though I've got like a dozen of them right now in my head going, you should mention this person's situation. You should mention this person's situation. No. Whether it's a relationship issue, a job issue, a housing issue, a money issue, a family issue, or you're even out of hope because of global issues, state issues, legislative issues. This bad moment you're in, it's not going to stay bad forever. It will be okay. But at the same time, you have to believe that it will be okay. And you have to believe you will survive. And not only will you survive, you will thrive. You have to. And that's easier said than done. I know. But nothing worth doing is easy. And you do have to force yourself. Again, easier said than done. But here's the thing, folks. I've done it. I have done it. I know it's possible. You can do it too. And if you ever need someone to listen to you, to show you that support, y'all, I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. I'm not hard to get a hold of. All you gotta do is reach out. Or maybe this is how I help you with your concerns. I personally don't think I have a very soothing voice, but I'm here to help. And I'm not the only one. AJ said something to me when I broke recently, that we have our goal. We have goals. These goal lines, not lines in the sand, because lines in the sand we've already discussed and they change. These goals. And she told me she was going to help me get to those goals, even if she has to drag my sorry ass across it. Let that sink in for a minute. And I want you to all think about this. I'm not going to say the same. I'm not going to say I'm going to drag your ass across it. But if you need someone to help carry you, I know I'm here. I know there are a lot of people out there, social media, support groups, phone lines, everything, that are there to help carry you until you can walk. Until you can move across that line on your own power. And we're going to support you. There is a lot of sadness right now. A lot of loneliness. A lot of negativity. A lot of lost hope. I'm going to end this show early. But I'm going to end this with a quote. Yeah, I know. I quote a lot of things, but I hear a lot of things and a lot of quotes stick with me. I have several mantras and quotes that I live by now. And I heard one that I've been telling myself a lot lately. This quote came from, surprise, surprise, a professional wrestler. His name is Scott Hall. Some of you may have known him as Razor Ramon. And I've had to modify this a little bit. Scott was known as part of his gimmick in the ring as the bad guy. Well, I'm not a bad guy. You're not a bad guy. None of us are bad guys. So in this speech, I decided to take the phrase bad guy out and put in a different phrase. Badass. Because that's what we all are. You are all badasses. You're a badass because you got up. And even though there may be troubles in your world, in your little part of the universe, you got up and you are moving forward. Whether that is moving through fire or dirt or whatever, you are moving forward. This quote was Scott's Hall of Fame acceptance speech, or at least part of it anyway. But while it sometimes sounds like more philosophical BS, I think it's very important to tell ourselves this, because this can help us get through. I know this is helping me get through sometimes. Scott said, hard work pays off. Dreams really do come true. Bad times don't last, but bad asses do. And I want you all out there listening to this episode today, think about that. Now go out, be those beautiful badasses I know you are, and I'll catch you all next week.